Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You see, they put me in a room against my will. Not my will, my judgment. Although I'm not sure that I have either of those left. Yes. They put me in this room without asking. That'd be better. I don't remember being asked. I don't remember anything before the room. Well, I do, sort of, but I'm not sure if they are my memories. They belong to someone, a woman perhaps. They are summer memories, a young girl playing. There's good feeling in them. And then the pain of not being there now. Mind you, I've never been anywhere now, except here. I can't describe it to you. There's nothing to get a grip on. But if I was pushed, I'd say that it most resembles an empty theatre. It has that atmosphere about it. Things have happened here. It has that concentration, that memory of concentration, a witnessing, a communal witnessing to something specific. It has that feeling. I might have chosen to come here, but the memory of that is gone. I couldn't trust myself not to have chosen this, fooling you into thinking that I'm a prisoner. But no. No, I chose this. I don't know who I am. A voice. A noise. At least I am being heard by you. You. I imagine the you that is in me, which is part of me, but not me. Like the me that talks is me, part of me, but not me. I am made up of moments. I am momentary. But it is now, and I suppose I am grateful for that. Here I am, in a room. Things have happened, bad things, things, good things. They may as well have not have happened, for all the difference they'd make. It is now, you see, thoughts. This is the thought. I don't want other ones, But that's exactly what I may very well be saying to myself when they arrive. One by one, they arrive, one by one, and totally obliterate all others, everything else. All I am now is a rhythm of vibration of thought from my mind and my throat. Are you very busy? No stopping you, is there? Relentless. Pursued might be a better word. Never still. Shark-like. Shark mind. Places to go. Blues and yellows and reds and spinning and brightness. That's how I picture you. It's accurate. I know. You and I are joined together. I don't like it. C'est la vie. You're my enemy. A star in the sky that I cannot trust. Still, I was well brought up. Too well. Now that they're gone, my inheritance is laid out in front of me. I bring it with me everywhere I go. Not an easy load, but that's what arms are for. Useless, otherwise, hanging out of me. Who am I talking to you? I address you. We've never met. There's no need. You are a part of me. The worst part, no. No. I save that for myself and the monster. You are a guard, reading what I write as I write. But you do sleep, and I can catch you off guard or placate you with smoke and substances. We are a team. We need to stick together relentlessly, shuffling tension.
Get out! Get out!
I'm not able to.
Says who?
Not now.
I don't understand.
I say you do.
So do I.
Another joke?
Do you get it?
Don't ask. Just don't ask.
Why not?
Do you forgive me?
Not this time.
Which one of us is talking now?
She is.
Dear, no.
Of course.
Stop blathering.
Why?
I'm irritated.
Me too.
Can we work together?
Why?
To go to sleep.
Oh.
Could we?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Do not play that game with me.
I don't understand.
Shut up!
I will not.
The infernal something!
Cheap shot.
You stop, or I will.
We can't.
Why? Why not?
I can't. tell you.
Useless!
I wish. Actor stops, grabs coffee, lights up a cigar. Everything changes. Almost. He is in a room at the bottom of his garden, staring at a table. Or at least he was. Until he decided to tell you about it. It's a sunny day. But that is not where this is. I am in a theatre. Empty. My voice. Nothing else. These words. A low, down, dim light on the floor, very faint, not even light. The light from somewhere else, maybe. A light whose source has been removed, and the flare of it has all but disappeared. A memory. We are illuminated by the memory of a light. It is so faint and warm and weak. It is the colour of an old wood. If silence was empty, it wouldn't exist. There would be a vacuum. This room is full with silence, and this voice being heard by you. You. You that is me. He stopped and watched some snooker on his phone and wished that he'd never had the cigar or the coffee. A familiar feeling, but sure, he tells himself, you have to feel something. Better the devil, you know. He wonders, should he burn all his notes? He feels the weight of the day and wishes for a breeze. He thinks he ought to tell you a story. He tries to think of one. I was chatting a while ago to a wonderful lady from County Cavan, Lisa O'Neill. And Lisa is, I find her very strange and wild and vulnerable and strong at the same time. And her voice, to me, there is a remarkable strain of the uncivilized in it or something. It's just one of those unmannered, cultured, almost uncomfortable voices. It reminds me a lot of Shannos that you'd hear out in Connemara. Anyway, I was chatting to Lisa. She was talking about, you know, getting through the most recent endless Lent that we've been sitting through. I asked her how was she passing the time, and she said she was doing a bit of running, and then she said, there are a few parts of the house that I sing in. There's a chair I like, and I go and I sit there, or I face a window and I just sing. Did you always do that? I asked her. I kind of wondered what she was like as a child. And she said to me that she used to sing a lot when she was young, but that she would have to go and look at her reflection in the mirror because she couldn't believe that she was the one doing the singing. And that sentence stayed with him. That she couldn't believe that the noise that she was making, the noise that she heard, she couldn't believe that she was the one making it, so had to see her reflection in order to be sure. Good luck.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.